Anti-Israel protesters blocked highways and bridges nationwide yesterday. Airport travel disrupted as well. Watching Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 94 points, while the S&P is trading 4 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Another warm, dry day today. More like late May than mid-April. Today's high temperature in the middle 80s again. Limited sunshine with the sun filtering through some high clouds. Cloudy, mild tonight. Overnight low 66. Tomorrow, most of us should stay dry with a weakening front approaching. High 82, mostly cloudy skies. Then a little warmer, 86 on Thursday with the sun and cloud mix. Widely scattered showers holding off till Friday and Saturday. A better chance on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here are today's top stories. Alabamians will go to the polls today to cast their vote in the 2024 primary runoff elections. The Republican and Democratic runoffs for the 2nd Congressional District are among the biggest races on the ballot. Exercise your right and get out to vote today. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. A man has been arrested in connection to a Montgomery homicide. 41-year-old Derek O'Neill Wilson is accused of hitting a woman in the head with a dumbbell at a home on Community Street shortly after midnight Sunday. The victim, 37-year-old Summer Blackman, was pronounced dead on the scene. Mayor Stephen Reed issued a statement Monday reacting to the number of recent shootings in Montgomery. The mayor remarked this is why he felt called to host a community violence intervention summit. The mayor added that we need more community-driven solutions to address gun violence in our area. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn. They're not just a pawn shop, it's an everything and anything shop. They're located in Prattville. You're going to find firearms, brand new ones, used ones, military firearms, collectibles of all kinds. 15 years and still going strong, folks. First responders and military, you get a 10% discount. When you need a loan, it's time to pawn. High Caliber on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. You better go see them today for the best selection.
This is an important announcement from James Jones and your friends at Jones Drugs, your local hometown pharmacy. Are you one of those folks who is perfectly happy with your local pharmacy and the relationship you have with your local pharmacist, and have received a letter from your health insurance suggesting that you use one of the chain stores? Or even worse, maybe they want you to order your drugs by mail. What you need to know is, in most cases, that's just a suggestion and not something you're required to do. As an essential healthcare worker, your pharmacist is working on the front lines to ensure patient safety while putting him or herself at risk every day. Your relationship with your pharmacist can be just as important as your relationship with your doctor. Are you willing to risk that part of your healthcare to mail order or chain stores where it's almost impossible to have that relationship with your pharmacist? For those who haven't experienced being part of the Jones Drugs family, come see what it's all about. Jones Drugs, with locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and Phoenix City.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Oh, must have
sorry,
left it
out. Sorry, he was so excited to get back and tell you
that
all the things.
It's separate time. So anyway, we are back. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am here. I'm your best. Shaver's here. Allison is not. But let's get right to your phone calls. Bill wants to talk about the District 2 runoff. Don't forget, today is an election day, folks. And in District 2 especially, if you want to make a difference, go vote. It could be one vote, but there are going to be so few people vote that your person may win, whoever that is.
Yeah, you really do have to go vote.
Hey,
please.
Bill, how are you?
I'm great. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
So I was the 171st voter at Aldersgate Church, which is my voting district.
Okay.
And I'm gonna remind everybody what my mom used to always say.
Bill, put down those cookies. Oh, sorry.
If you don't vote, don't bitch. You didn't earn the right to. And she was very fanatical about that. And any time somebody complained about politics to her, her first question was, did you vote? And did you vote for the person you're fussing about?
Oh, that's...
And if
that,
you
that,
said
that.
Yes, then she wanted to know why you voted for him then. How much research did you do? What led you to think you wanted to vote for him? And she was... She worked the polls up well up into her 80s because that's how strongly she believed in voting and elections.
Bill, that is good advice. No, that is very, very good advice. It stings more when she asked, did you vote for the person you're complaining about? Because a bunch of us have voted in the past for people who just turn out to be about worthless.
Well,
I've endorsed people that turned out to be worthless.
I'll remind everybody that this second district has been redesigned to be a Democratic district.
It was.
If you're a conservative Republican and you don't vote, you contributed to the Democrat Party.
You're absolutely right. And when the fall election comes, for sure, conservatives need to turn out in droves to, so that the left in this country, including some establishment Republicans, and I'm still mad that the state of Alabama said, yes, sir, can we have another, sir? We'll draw you a district like you want. We got to hold that seat on the Republican side. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it is. We cannot be responsible. You know, Bill, there's a good point. There was a move afoot. I forgot who started it. But they were basically saying, hey, look, we got to quit sending these red states need to quit sending squishies to Congress and to the U.S. Senate. And we've done some of that here in Alabama, and there's really no excuse for it. But great call, Bill. You got anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I would like to mention, you ran you said something right before the break about the Supreme Court should be a boring job. Absolutely, yeah. It should. Yes. We have a little piece of paper that was created a couple of centuries ago. It's called the Constitution, and inside that Constitution, there's that thing. You know, that thing is called the Bill of Rights. And between those two, there should be very little debate in the Supreme Court of right and wrong.
Y'all have a great day. Thank you, Bill.
Excellent point.
And more Americans really need to think about those kinds of things, that we should, how boring the Supreme Court should be. We don't need folks to squeeze stuff out of it or squeeze stuff into it. We just need people who will take the Constitution as it was done, and if they don't like what the Constitution says, then they ought to be out figuring out how to change the Constitution. But don't change it because you're a judge. Now, I know it doesn't apply to some things. You got to kind of, you know, figure some stuff out, but let's not be creative with it. Yes, ma'am.
I'm just jumping in because it's a little bit of breaking news.
Okay.
Alvin Bragg, I'm sorry for the sound that came from my computer, files a motion to hold Trump in contempt for alleged gag order violations and threatens 30 days of jail time.
You just go ahead and do that, Alvin Bragg.
Over our break.
Here's my other
This just popped up. So talk about the Constitution, the Bill of mm-hmm. Rights, and then this whole idea that you should be completely impartial. Mm-hmm. This just proves mm-hmm. what we were talking about last hour.
Maybe Trump should come to Alabama, and we should say, if we have the cojones, say, why don't y'all come get him, Alvin?
Oh.
Who you going to send down? You going to send your New Yorkers down? Go ahead. What are they going to bring? They're not going to bring any guns with them, are they? Because y'all don't need any.
Mm.
Come on down. Mm. Fly swatters. Bring your fly swatters down.
So we're saying we've issued that invitation here first.
I tried to issue it back when all these fake lawsuit things happened. And I thought it would be a great line for our governor or legislative leaders or whatever to say, hey, look, come here. I don't care if they find you guilty. You can live in Alabama for the rest of your days. They're not coming to get you. And if they do, they will tote home a butt whooping they will never forget. We're almost to that point.
I know, we are there. I couldn't agree with you more.
I mean, it used to sound crazy, even coming out of my own mouth. Part of my mind was like, you know, Jiminy Cricket is, Scott, that sounds crazy. You need to stop that. Scott, that's just crazy talk. Don't do it. That's awful. But it does not sound nearly as nuts. Let's go to T-Spear. T-Spear wants to talk about voting. T-Spear, welcome to the program.
I'll tell you what.
Hold on, T-Spear. We got to twist some knobs. We got to hold on. The antenna, the rabbit ears are a little bit ajar. Got some foil out. Hold on.
Okay. Is this better?
That's a little better. Go ahead.
Okay. People who decide to stay at home, such as Red Top. Red Top, honey, we don't care if you don't vote. We all know that all you are is rabid over marijuana. That's all you have. The issue is, we currently have in this district our state senator. We lost a wonderful state senator in 2022, because not enough people got out and voted. The one that we got stuck with was elected on two fraudulent votes, and he knew they were fraudulent. But yet instead, we're now stuck with Jay Hosey instead of a very good state senator. If people do not believe that those votes are important, They're very, very wrong. And we need as many people getting out to vote for the right person today as possible. Period. Doesn't matter how you feel. Doesn't matter that you don't like that they're not going to vote for one thing or another.
T-Spear, you're going away from me, but you make great points, but you're cutting in and out. No, I think the message came through perfectly clear, T-Spear.
Appreciate that very much. Y'all keep up the good work, and God help Donald Trump, because we need him.
Amen, T-Spear. Thank you for listening, by the way, and thank you for telling people about the show. You know, here's the thing about the show. The show may not be, but we have a good time.
Scott, we are, as Pat McAfee says, we are infotainment.
I agree.
Okay?
I'm entertained every day.
We could be deadly serious and talk about all the news.
Very NPR-esque.
But the problem is, if we are going to live out a biblical worldview, we're going to bring the heat and we're going to bring the truth, but we're also going to have a very good time because we know how it ends. Mm-hmm. So it's really not an excuse not to be a happy warrior. Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry. I know people listen, and Allison and I have gotten texts that people are like, y'all are just not serious.
Right.
Okay. Well, go ahead and turn into the other shows. We are grateful for the audience we do have. We love our friends that tune in every day, who send us messages, who call the show, who are faithful and amazing. We are grateful. But they understand, too.
You know what I feel like sometimes? I feel like this is a weird illusion. Not illusion, but illusion. I kind of feel like we have a helicopter on the back of the Titanic. And we're like, hey, there's an iceberg right there, guys. Hey, y'all, stop it. Y'all, stop it.
Yep.
You're heading straight for an iceberg. And you start to hear the crunching sound. We haven't fully, we're in the ice. We're not fully to the iceberg yet. And we're like, hey, but it's all right.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting on the helicopter and we're out of here. Even if y'all sink it.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's fine.
But I think that's part of the joy is this is our worldview. Because we talk about serious stuff.
Yes.
But if we are not laughing and having fun also, then it is like what makes you cry.
Well, I think
I've
reached the point where like it would be easy to get bogged down in how just awful it is. And yes, I wind myself up. But at the same time,
it's like my podcast guys I listen to just thinking. Mm-hmm. He says, one of the guys, I don't know if it's Daryl or Verge, says, three words, I don't care.
we're doing our best. We're helping.
we're doing our best.
We're asking questions.
But at the end of the day, I know how it goes. We have a great hope. That's why we're very bold.
We're out. Yeah, sounds good. Let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome to the program. We got Oz coming up after that, but we don't have a lot of time. Randall, welcome in.
We're going back that way again, huh?
There's so many callers, Randall.
I got you. All right. So if we're going to be serious about Donald Trump, then Lee Greenwood, I was waiting on Oz to come back, but we got to have everybody. I mean, the only reason I started back, I was told I was crazy to take care of my own home and leave it alone. When y'all come back on, y'all gave me hope that people believed again. I'm not gonna lie, and that's where I'm at with this. And so Donald Trump had a chance to push this Bible back a long time ago. Lee Greenwood is whether he believes in Jesus or not is still a debate. I know for a fact none of his family does. His grandparents never went to church. He says he was sent to church. I have found that part. I can't find where he was a member. You know what I mean? All that he was sent, though. And the first time he tried to do the Bible, now let's get now, y'all know that his wife worked for Donald Trump for 21 years. She owned Miss Universe, and she worked for Donald Trump when they were swapping back and forth, and before she sold it to him or whatever happened. She worked for him. Miss Universe, Universal, Global. Let's just think that way. This man has been around these type of people his whole life. He knows what he was dealing with. He had one right up under his arm. Lee Greenwood tried to put this Bible in the NIV before. It was shut down. Why was it shut down? Why didn't Donald Trump just thump a little button and say, "Hey, this is my homegirl husband, y'all. Yo, go buy the Bible." And it was still, just like it is now, except it wasn't in the King James. It was NIV. And I tell y'all, something's very wrong with that picture. For him to wait till now to do it when he could have done it any other time if he really, really wanted people. And he don't promote Jesus when he's selling this book. And the key words about this, mega, Trump, Bible, all of them key words are stroked, or they are being, like, they are key, they got a computer program that's tracking words. You can look that up, figure that, you can find that on your own. They ain't hiding it. If you key that stroke, you are marked. And when them people get here from Haiti, they going digital. They don't care if you say, I don't believe in Jesus. If they're going digital when they get here, your grandkids will be marked through digital. And they're coming after you with these types of words. Be careful what you do now, because it is going to come back to haunt us, Christian-wise, and later on. And they're not going to care. Let me tell you, Peter Sullivan is not doing right what he should be doing with the FBI and this outreach engagement stuff and this strategic partnership he's got. He's wronging us. I don't know if he would. I guess he's another one of them people you put in place, and he's been there his whole, you know what I mean, a long time. Cause he's a senior, you know, advisor. It ain't like he's just there all the time. He's in and out, and he's not put still. But for
thank you, Randall. Yeah. We'll be back.
Over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto: in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available? Call 285-3667 for details, or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Everyone that eats three meals a day is participating in agriculture, whether they know it or not. I'm Chef Morris, and I've been farming all my life. Caroline Dobson cares about farmers like us. We need somebody in Washington that understands us and understands what's happening and why it's happening. Caroline Dobson is the best candidate in this race. Caroline's tough. She's a fighter. The Biden administration is not about rural America. The labor costs and fuel costs are just strangling small business. Joe Biden is out of touch. The farmer didn't vote for him, and he doesn't care about him. We need people like Caroline in Washington, D.C. to give people confidence to move forward. Caroline Dobson is a fifth-generation farmer. She's got grit, she's got country values, and she's got what it takes. Nobody's going to dig their heels in and fight for us like Caroline Dobson.
On April 16th, vote for Farm Back endorsed Caroline Dobson for Congress.
I'm Caroline Dobson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dobson for Congress.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions. Combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region, call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire.
That's a thing you can search for on the Twitters. Look, I there are things I'm learning. But Scott, we got to go to Oz before I learn some more. Oz, welcome. Hey, I had a Randall question, and he hung up, didn't he? I still have one more conspiracy theory I needed an answer. But
I'm sure Randall would have known the answer, but he has departed.
He has departed. Well, we'll get the answer tomorrow. The question is going to be, because I found a news article before Oz starts, was Tupac gay?
Scott.
That's out of my...
Now, here's the thing. I realize that I have no idea what Tupac looks like. I do not know Tupac. I just know there's a name of someone out there named Tupac. And if there was a lineup of people, you could have three little Hispanic guys, a couple of tall, fat, white guys, a couple of black guys, maybe an Asian guy, and I'd probably lean one way, but I do not know who Tupac is. I cannot pick him out.
You know what? I want to let you know that I just learned about him, okay? Driving home from South Carolina a couple weeks ago.
You're learning about Tupac?
Yeah, I was learning about the whole hip-hop, rap culture, and all the things. And Tupac was created. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Really?
He was just a normal kid who was an actor. Jason Whitlock actually did a two-part, maybe three-part series on that whole issue. And I learned a lot. Mm. Much of what we see and hear is contrived. And now Randall's thinking, man, I wish I hadn't hung up so quickly. But I only know Tupac because...
Oh, he was a theater major at the Baltimore School for the Arts and did ballet. So all those guys were like, I'm gonna whip you out, gangsta, Tupac. Was a actor, ballet person.
Scott,
what's a guy,
he
ballerina?
He was shot once and survived. Mm-hmm. And then he kept asking questions, and
what's
then he didn't.
Tupac means takes two shots. One won't get me. It's like nine lives. Sorry, I'm going to get myself
you
in trouble.
Literally on fire. We're not even going to get to the ridiculous story about the poles, strippers, and swords.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
Right, maybe just... tomorrow. Let's go to Oz. Oz, welcome to the program, brother. Happy Tuesday to you.
Happy Tuesday. I got a question for you.
Okay.
Oh, man, am I echoing or what?
Well, some people are so good, we give them the stadium effect, just so it sounds...
Thank you.
Yes.
So The question is, do I care if Tupac was gay? I really don't.
No.
I mean, if somebody won't look in this country, I don't agree with it. But if that's the way you want to live, you go right ahead. I really don't care. That's what the government wants you to do. The government wants you to care about everybody being gay, everybody being trans, everybody doing whatever in their own house. I don't care. Look, I know my belief. I'm a Christian, saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the way I am. All right. So I got a question for you, too. Does the country want to be, or do the people want this country to be successful? Because it doesn't look like they do. The country was very successful under Donald Trump. And people made money, people had jobs. Just because you don't like him doesn't mean that you... Look, I don't like Tom Cruise. I don't agree with his religious beliefs. He might be a great guy. But do I like Top Gun? Heck yeah, I'm going to watch that movie because it's a good movie. So look...
I agree.
Donald Trump was really good for this country. I can't remember the name of the guy. Gosh, I saw something. It was either on TikTok or Facebook or whatever. And he said, right now, Donald Trump is the leader we need for this country. In 10 years, he may not be. 15 years ago, he probably wasn't. Right now, he's the leader we need. And I think people need to really start self-analyzing why they're voting for who they're voting for. Is it money? Is it race? Is it their thoughts on who they like or dislike? Or are they wanting what's best for the country? Because this country is going down really fast, and if we're not careful, we're going to lose it, and there's going to be another civil war. I don't want it to be, because I've got kids ranging from 24 down to 12. So we need to work to get this country back, and right now, you know, as much as people don't like to hear it, Donald Trump's the leader we need.
Oz, I wish you'd called at the very end of the show because I would just sign off with that, and I can't disagree with you at all. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. Take care.
Take care. Let's go to Lunchbox Bob. Lunchbox, welcome to the program, and thank you for listening.
A minute 40 seconds is not going to get
it. We may have to. We'll carry him over if we run out of time. He'll be rolling.
Oh, no. It's the end of the third half. And I've fit into tight spaces before, and I can do it again. One believe in Scott. And it's been a great show. Real quick, if you're in the voting district, get out there. Vote. Do your job. Don't be lazy. Step to it. The people in the Alamo knew they were going to die. They stood their ground and did their job. We're not asking you to die. We're just asking you to vote. Certain. Yes, male Christianity in Protestant evangelical circles is currently about as serious as sword-swallowing strippers. And you might think that's bad, but it's even sadder. Because shortly after Bart Driscoll got kicked off that stage by a pansy host, the two of them sat down and talked comfortably about it. Neither of them willing to man up about the reality of the situation. And both of them needing a serious, strong cup of coffee. Strong, black, and slightly bitter.
I'm just going to say, Lunchbox is much better at time management than I am.
He really is. What a pro.
You don't have to agree. We got to take a break. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Are we at the time?
We can take a break. We got about 30 seconds.
Okay.
I'd like to know, use this time to know, is that a Johnny Cash shirt Allison has on today?
You mean AB?
It's Johnny something.
Johnny Cash, of course. It's okay, Sky. You have a lot going on.
It's really okay.
Dude, yeah. I love Johnny Cash.
All these kept women look the same.
Okay.
Can't tell the difference.
Hey, thank you, Sky.
They all look alike.
Well,
thank you, Sky.
Anyway. Okay.
Thank you. Oh my gosh.
Okay. Half of me's coming back, and most of them.
If what you like is getting the highest payouts, getting the most free play, and finding more of your favorite games all on a spacious upscale gaming floor, then Wind Creek Atmore is your kind of fabulous. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Taking on large commercial landscapes, Steel is ready to help in your pursuit of the perfect cut with our full line of professional-grade zero-turn mowers and low-interest financing. Real Steel. Join the pursuit at steeldealers.com.
Visit Dietzville Ace Hardware, your only steel dealer in the area.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Being here with Just Blinds in Prattville, and we've got the blinds and we've got the shades. At Just Blinds, we've got roller shades, banded shades, honeycomb shades, woven shades, fabric shades, and solar shades. And while we've got all the latest and greatest in shades, don't forget Just Blinds in Prattville is also your trusted source for shutters, draperies, and of course, blinds. At Just Blinds, we're more than just blinds. Visit our showroom in Prattville or browse our online showroom by visiting GoJustBlinds.com.
Hey Alabama, this is Frankie Bumps to tell you about Zaza Serious Italian. You know, we Italians eat like we're going to jail. You know why? Because we never know when we're going. Capisce? Our food is authentic peasant Italian made to order. Our pizzas are hands down the best. If you mention my name, Frankie Bumps, we'll take 30 cents off your bill. I'm a generous guy. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Another warm, dry day today. More like late May than mid-April. Today's high temperature in the middle 80s again. Limited sunshine with the sun filtering through some high clouds. Cloudy, mild tonight. Overnight low 66. Tomorrow, most of us should stay dry with a weakening front approaching. High 82, mostly cloudy skies. Then a little warmer, 86 on Thursday with a sun and cloud mix. Widely scattered showers holding off till Friday and Saturday. A better chance on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh,
Just because it's one women's job does not mean it's all women's jobs. The clock in the studio here at our international headquarters is off. And we do not have Allison here to fix it. Because it's made in China, I'm pretty sure.
Is so this, it works is this off from daylight savings a month and
no,
a half.
No, 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 no. It's all from every few life. Days. So we unplug everything now to keep the power surges from messing with all the equipment. And our Chinese made super giant digital clock has to be reset to the atomic time every so many days. And without Allison and her aggressive helpfulness, we are here lost with no idea how to change it. And Amy Beth was willing to try, and I said, just because it's one woman's job does not mean it is a all women's jobs. It's not a women woman's job thing. Allison has two jobs, clock and look at sky.
Right.
Even though we're already looking at sky.
Yes, and we're trying to struggle through with the looking at sky, but says she's not here. But she better hurry, because the clock gets worse every day.
Yeah, boy. What Let's are we going to do? All right.
We're going to go to Dixter is what we're going to do.
All right.
Dixter, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Man, y'all got a great show, whether Allison's there or not.
Thank you Dixter. Know, Randall's very disappointed, but it's okay.
Well, he can get over it, you know. You got to take a little bad with the good, you know.
That's right.
Question. Could somebody translate to me what that Randall guy was saying a while ago?
Oh, if you didn't understand it, Dixter, it's way too deep for you.
Well, I was born in midnight, but it wasn't last night.
We most of the stuff we get, I think it was that Donald Trump. Trump could have tried to get people to buy the Lee Greenwood National Bible before recently, but he didn't, and they're all in it together. And because I think he thinks that Trump is also one of the bad guys for the globalist, and that we just, you know, we're just done, because if we think Trump's going to help us fight the globalist and try to get the country back, they're all on the same. Trump's on the bad guy's side, and Biden and everybody's on the bad guy's side, so we're in trouble. I think that is what he's warning us of. But part of my conspiracy thinker friends, a small percentage believe that, and then the other larger percentage believe that Trump and the military and all the white hat guys have been working, and all kind of stuff's happening behind the scenes, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm still in the camp of Trump is our best shot,
mm-hmm.
at least at this point in time.
The late, great Charles Allen Head, you know.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
So you can call me Fred or you can call me Ted. Just don't confuse me with Charles Allen Head.
Very good,
you
know, Dixter.
You got to take a little good with the bad sometimes. But we've been getting a lot of bad, and we turn around and get back to being good.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's all I got to say. And tell everybody in Jasper to get out there and vote today.
Hey, all y'all in Jasper. Yes, Dixter, we'll do it, buddy.
All right, man. Y'all have a great show, and come back see me when I got more time and money, okay?
You got it.
I like him.
Oh, he's a great guy. Oh, by the way, all you folks in Jasper, all y'all, get out and vote today.
Hey, all y'all in Montgomery.
Get out and vote today. Hey, you know what? I don't even know. Oh, this is terrible.
We haven't had an update of what the polls are looking like.
I don't even know if my polls are even open.
Scott?
Because I don't know if we have any runoffs in my little area.
I bet somebody could let us know.
I think it may be done. Because if it's not done, they ran some terrible campaigns. And nobody wants anybody to vote. They're hoping they'll win 3-2. And, you know, hey, there was a race a few years ago, the city council race.
Yeah.
The guy got so few votes that everybody knew his own family voted against him. Or at least part of them.
No,
yes,
that's not true.
Yes, no, it is.
That really happened.
Yes, doesn't that have to make you feel bad? I mean, if you lose by one,
you know, this is
and
the
you're
time
like looking at your cousin, looking at your wife.
You may want to be emancipated from your family.
Yeah.
As an adult.
You know what? That reminds me. I may need to ask my wife if she actually voted for me.
You think Gloria's going to tell you the truth?
Gleefully. sometimes. She might
Scott,
be like,
why would she not vote for you?
I don't know. It's just possible.
Scott, there's no way that the great Lori Beeson would not
It just
vote
crossed
for you.
My mind like a rabbit jumps over your grave, you know, right before you go to sleep, and you're like, bleh. You know that's what it is,
It
right?
would be more like she didn't get out and vote that day than she would vote against you.
That's a good point. I'll give you that. Okay, fair enough. Let's go to Clark. Clark, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Amy Beth.
Hello, Clark.
Y'all doing all right today?
Best day of our lives.
Well, that's a good thing. That is.
I've reached the age where I can't remember yesterday or anything before that.
Well, you know, Scott, it gets worse.
Thank you. Thank you, Clark. I appreciate that.
Boy, that feels so good.
So, the conversation with Crawdad, the subject of abortion and the election got touched on?
Yes.
All right. Really, right now, the Democrats' only issue that they can run on and motivate their base is abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, given that, I think we need to hang baby killer crats on them as the name of the party from now on.
Okay.
Let's quit calling them Democrats and just baby killer crats. Now, here's the thing. I can't do anything about them, but the people that are supposed to be on our side, if we don't fix this abortion thing, they're going to kill us with abortion. What did Ronald Reagan say about pale pastels?
They're not as good as bright colors.
Bright colors. Mm. You know, we're either all in or why are we playing this ballgame? Wait, let's put it in terms people can understand. If Republicans would kill 200 babies, they could win both houses, and 300, we could have the presidency too. Would we be good with Republican politicians just going and killing 300 babies?
No.
How many babies are going to die if we back off of this? And what's going to happen is you might get 2-3% of the squishes, but you lose 10-15% of the base. Mm. How many That's babies right. die as a result of that? Hundreds of thousands. Mm. So we're willing to kill hundreds of thousands to try and win, but to actually have politicians go and kill 200-300 would be heinous. Tell me where the difference is, Scott. Where is the difference?
The difference is in the disconnects mentally.
Because
in one version, you can... Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that makes it okay.
Yeah, one would be right in your face, and everybody would see it and know it, and it was orchestrated. The other is I pretend that it doesn't happen and it just goes on.
So we can pretend better with the one. Yeah. That's about the only difference, isn't it?
It is.
Let's quit pretending. Let's just be real and go all in.
I'm with you, Clark. Charge the gates, brother.
Donald Trump is not our best shot right now, Scott. He's our only shot. You name me somebody else that's our shot.
Can't.
I'm with you. I stand corrected.
He's our only shot. You take care, man.
Thanks, buddy.
You know it's bad when Bill Maher calls out his own party about abortion.
Bill Maher?
Bill Maher.
Yeah,
and he didn't even mean to.
Oh.
But he did.
You going to tell us on the other side?
Yeah.
And what are we doing tomorrow? Because we're not going to get to it?
Strippers, knives, and a Christian man conference.
We'll try to be back.
Oh, we got one more segment.
I know. Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
Electrician to put in that new bathroom outlet?
No, I thought I'd just get Cousin Ray.
Yeah, but he's not a real electrician.
Oh, Ray's handy. He can do anything.
Being handy and being an electrician are two different things. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. Each year there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring. You need an expert.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training. When you need electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric.
So, how about that nice outlet that Ray installed in the bathroom?
Do you think it's safe?
It's fine. See, when I plug in my electric razor, it...
Now the lights are out. I am not sleeping a wink until you get Crosby Electric out here.
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hey there, folks. It's your trusted real estate professionals, Hannah Grantham and Eddie Bader, here with an exciting announcement. We have made the move to Forest Meadows Homes and Lands. That means we're now even more equipped to serve you and your real estate needs.
That's right. Whether you're buying or selling, working with us ensures that you're in the best hands. Personalized service, expert advice, and now more options and opportunities.
So why wait? Let's make your real estate dreams a reality. Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or me, Eddie Bader, 334-322-0662, and let's get you moving.
The Sunken Tractor Cafe on Mahurg Road, Wetumpka, has your favorites like garlic butter burgers, gyros, Reubens, and brisket sandwiches. The fryer for french fries, appetizers, and desserts. Plus, beer and wine. Thursday through Saturday from 11 to 7. Sunken Tractor on Facebook for all the happenings.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Introducing the future of construction. Southern Steel. Strong, durable, and built to last. From towering warehouses, pole barns, and barn dominiums to manufactured metal roof panels, Southern Steel has you covered. Save time and money with quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, visit Southern Steel today and build your dreams in steel at 1295 North McDonough Street or 240-2223.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back in the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. Amy Beth Shaver is here. Allison Sinclair is gallivanting around, enjoying herself, probably laying or lying?
Lying.
Lying out by the pool.
I hope that's correct.
I don't know.
Hey, Siri, is that correct? I'm kidding, Siri.
Yeah, I believe you're correct.
Oh, crap.
Amy
she
Beth.
Lying.
Thanks, Sky Mosley.
You're welcome.
So you lie by the pool.
You lie by the pool. No, you lay down, but you lie by the pool.
So after you lay down, then you're lying?
Yes. It's very odd.
It's very, doesn't seem right.
English you know is what? A tough language. You
know? I think lying should just be when you're telling a mistruth.
Scott.
And laying is when you set something down or you do it.
I had the most wonderful English teacher in high school, and she used to say it out loud. Because when you say it out loud, even though it seems weird, you'll know that sounds right to my ear. Mm-hmm. Even though it's correct grammatically, she would have us say the things we got hung up on. And I'm like, oh, so you learned to listen to what
sounds right.
She
never spoken to me before because I can say it wrong fluidly.
Well, you know what? It's your gift. It's your superpower.
To speak incorrectly, regularly, and smoothly.
You know what? That's okay, Scott.
I ain't got no idea what she's talking about.
I don't think you do, but if you think you do, that's okay. You do you, Scott.
That's right. Like a four-year-old in a Batman
costume.
Costume. Cape, costume.
Here we go again.
So Bill Maher.
Point.
Are we going to give the strippers and the knives? We're running out of time.
No, strippers and knives are tomorrow.
We're opening the show with it. Everybody go do your homework. Look on Not the Bee. Look at USA Today. It is everywhere. You can find it. You got to be ready.
So you can see the pictures.
We need to do this story justice.
Okay.
Should I bring this in is Bill Maher. My Late Night Underground stripper material? And
please.
Yes, bring it. Okay. Bring it.
Be ready. All right. Be ready. We're going to have a good time tomorrow.
What's the stripper character's name?
Mrs.
From
Dash.
Late Night Underground. What is it?
Mrs. Dash.
Mrs. Dash.
Well, you know, a lot of strippers are named after spices. So, you know, you have cinnamon and saffron. We have Mrs. Dash and nutmeg. So.
Was nutmeg? Never mind. Never mind.
Things
nutmeg things might be in the story tomorrow.
People just don't want to see. Though,
That's exactly right.
I've learned so many things today. Just in the last minute.
Strip club. Okay.
It's very educational around here.
Yeah. Ow. Well, and this is a story you don't expect because it happened at a church.
Mm-hmm. Bill Maher was saying?
Bill Maher said this.
About
murder.
Abortion?
You know, that's why I don't understand the 15-week thing. Or the Trump's plan is, let's leave it to the states. You mean, so killing babies is okay in some states? Like, I can respect the absolutist position. I really can. I scold the left on when they say, oh, you know what? They just hate women. People who aren't pro-life, pro-choice, they don't hate women. They just made that up. They think it's murder. And it kind of is. I'm just okay with that. I am. I mean, there's 8 billion people in the world. I'm sorry, we won't miss you. That's my position on that.
Bill Maher says more truthful things.
Honest liberals are scary. They're just downright scary.
Yeah.
When you get inside how their minds work.
He said, you know, they believe it's murder. It kind of is.
And he's okay with that.
And he disagrees. That's the thing.
He's
okay with that.
That's what's scary about it.
We got 8 billion people. We don't need you. You won't be missed.
I know it's murder, but that leaves more for me.
But he's pointing out the fact that, you know, hey, look, if it's murder, so murder is okay in some states, but not in other states. That's the whole thing about it's a state's question. Now, I'm still excited that the Supreme Court left it up to the states.
Right.
But we said on this program, we said multiple places, it's still murder.
Right.
Which ought to be, hey, you can't do that in this country. You have a right to life.
Murdering anyone should be illegal for everyone.
No matter what.
Bradley Pierce said that. It's great. It's true.
But Bill Maher. It's good when you can play a Bill Maher clip that doesn't have unnecessary F-bombs and stuff in it. Because I find so many that he says, and then you can't play it. Because I'm not going to edit it for him. We got to take a break. We're going to try to be back. I'm not sure what time it is because Allison is not here being aggressively helpful fixing the clock. So how far out are we there, Skyster?
Oh, you're coming right up on it, man. About 8 seconds to get those in.
Then we'll try to be back tomorrow. See y'all.